From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Do you know what this month is?
January?
Yeah, and the significance of that?
Is that our anniversary again?
It's the 18th anniversary of this program.
Oh, my goodness. The 18th anniversary of our online, our on-air relationship?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, well, happy anniversary to us.
Yeah.
I think I'll go back and have some cake. Oh, I can't believe that we've been doing this for so long.
That's a lot of puzzles.
It is a lot of puzzles, and a lot of listeners who have played, too, which is, I think, the best part. Of this whole thing. All right, well, our listeners were left with a challenge last week, not as easy as it seemed on the surface. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, it came from listener Stephen Portnoy, who's a professor of statistics at the University of Illinois. I said, take a five-letter word that means red, change its first letter to another letter, and you'll get another word meaning red. Drop the first letter, and you'll get a four-letter word meaning green. What words are these?
And what were those words?
They are blush, flush, and lush.
Oh, it never would have occurred to me. But then again, it did occur to over 1,600 people who sent in correct entries and solved that puzzle. And our winner, randomly selected from those correct answers, is Dan Gorin from Olney, Maryland. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Well, Dan, Olney's not too far from the nation's capital where we are. What do you do?
I'm an economist with the Federal Reserve.
Oh, so a government worker.
Government worker.
Oh, so you had Thursday off, the inauguration.
That's right.
All right. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Almost since the beginning.
No kidding. Oh, good for you. See, we're celebrating our anniversary, and we have someone who's been with us the whole time. That's great. So, obviously, you're ready to play, and you know how this thing works.
Yes.
Okay. Will, meet Dan. Dan, meet Will. Let's play.
All right, Dan, take the name Arthur Murray, the famous dance instructor. Select the first and last letters of the first name, then the first and last letters of the last name, and they spell Army. This puzzle works the opposite way. I'm going to give you a four-letter word representing the first and last letters of a famous person's name. You name the person.
Okay.
All right? Number one is Bally, B-A-L-I. Four letters in the first name, six letters in the last.
B-A-L-I.
I'll give you a hint. It's a famous, it's a horror film star.
Oh, Bela Lugosi.
That's it. Number two is Dora, D-O-R-A, 5-6. It's a famous Mexican.
Diego Rivera.
Excellent, the artist. Ends, E-N-D-S, as in finishes, 5-9. And I'll tell you, it's a comedian and talk show host.
Comedian, talk show host.
And current spokes...
Oh, Ellen DeGeneres.
Right.
Ellen DeGeneres, good job. Espy, E-S-P-Y, 5-7.
Elvis Presley.
Didn't even need a hint on that one. Pipe, P-I-P-E, 5-4. And it's an old-time singer.
Patty Page.
Patty Page, excellent. Race, R-A-C-E, 4-8. This one's another singer. And it's a female singer.
Reba comes to mind, but that's not going to do it.
Not Reba.
Rita?
Rita.
Oh, Rita Coolidge.
Rita Coolidge. Good job.
Yeah.
Bubs, B-U-B-S, 4-7.
Beau Bridges.
Beau Bridges, good. Baby, B-A-B-Y, 7-11, and it's a TV actress.
I guess I don't watch enough TV.
Did she star in Leave It to Beaver?
Yes, she did.
You're too young, right, Dan?
No, I'm not too young for that one.
Well, think of the credits. It was Hugh Beaumont and Jerry Mathers and Tony Dow and...
Barbara Billingsley.
Good for you.
Barbara Billingsley.
Yeah, I had to run the credits.
Leanne, I'm impressed by your listing the credits there.
I just watch too much TV. I watched the opening to that too many times.
Try this one. Raps, R-A-P, as in Peter, S, 4-5. And the answer is a civil rights leader.
Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks is right. Meet, M-E-A-T, 9-8. former Secretary of State?
Madeleine Albright.
Madeleine Albright, good. And your last one is CARE, C-A-R-E, 11-4. And you might say this one is a successor to your previous answer.
Oh, Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza Rice is right.
Unbelievable. Dan, you're amazing.
Thank God for the clues.
Still, you are amazing. Well done. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Dan, what station do you listen to?
We listen to WETA.
WETA here in Washington, D.C. Dan Gorin from Olney, Maryland. Terrific player. And thanks a lot for being our guest today and for listening for all those years.
Thank you very much, too.
All right. Will, the challenge for everyone to work on this week.
Yes, it comes from listener Steve Bagish of Littleton, Massachusetts, who's had several good challenges over the last year. Name a well-known current TV personality, two letters in the first name, five letters in the last. Add a V, as in Virginia. Rearrange all the letters, and you'll get the name of a well-known current person in politics. 4-4. Who is it? So again, a well-known current TV personality, 2-5, add a V, as in Virginia, and rearrange all the letters to get the name of a well-known current person in politics. 4-4. Who are these two famous people?
When you have the answer, put it in an email. Email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.